We always associate Kabbalah Satorah, the Parshas Yisra, Kriya Satorah, and the Yom Tov Shavuos. And perhaps somewhat surprising that you get to the very end of Parshas Mishpatim and the Torah revisits Maman Har Sinai. El Moshe Amar Alei Al Hashem. Akdekach, Makokes Rashi and Ramban. What exactly is the most appropriate sequence? Rashi, based on the Sugi and Shabbos and the Peches, applies the principle of Ein Mukta Mocha B'Torah. And Rashi writes that first Parshas Mishpatim, that was Dalet Sivan, and then several days later, you have Parshas Yisra. And the Ramban Kedarka B'Kodesh is more hesitant to apply that principle. The Ramban writes, obviously, there is such a cloud in Mukta Mocha B'Torah, that's a Sugya, in Sochim and Avav. There the Gemara brings a Rai Mukachas from Sefer B'Midbar. I'm sure you've noticed in the past, Shabbosos, that the Kriya Satorah goes backwards. No, it begins with the second year, the second month, and all of a sudden, Nasa Baloska references earlier times. The Gemara says, isn't that a clear, absolute raya? That of course, at times we assume in Mukta Mocha B'Torah, but the Ramban writes, that sequence of Yisra and Mishpatim indeed should be perfectly maintained. First Yisra, followed indeed by Mishpatim. The two different parshios of Kabbalah Satorah. I once mentioned that perhaps this is indeed L'shitasei in the very end of Parshas Mishpatim. Oh, the sugya in Beis Sandav Tesvav, the sugya of Samaches and Sachim, the special suda for Kabbalah Satorah. The Torah tells us, Vayechezu es Elokim vayochlu vayishtu. Is that considered to be a great praise of Knesset Yisrael, or is that the criticism of Knesset Yisrael, engaging in Achil and Shtiyah? Rashi writes that Bnei Yisrael are criticized for Achil and Shtiyah at this time. And the Ramban writes, the Medrash Rabba Mikan Sheosin Mishneh, the Gomer Shel Torah, the Mishneh in Shir HaShirim. Perhaps one could argue very simply that indeed is L'shitaseh. After all, according to Rashi, Parshas Mishpatim is Dalet Zivah. Dalet Zivah means, as of yet, we didn't receive the Torah Hashem. If we didn't yet receive the Torah, and all of a sudden now you're taking a break, Achil and Shtiyah, why would that be a praise of Klal Yisrael? Those are days of intense hachana for Maman Har Sinai. And therefore, if all of a sudden, Vayochlu Vayishtu, that's not something that would be worthy of praise. The Ramban, however, no, this is following Maman Har Sinai. If already we receive the Torah Hashem, and the response is the Simcha of Achil and Shtiyah, Hakom Modem Batzeres to be in an Ami Lachem. In such a case, that's not a basis of criticism. That, of course, is essential. That Suda, Mikan Sheos to Mishra Legomar Shel Torah, is a Suda Soda for Kabbalah Satorah itself. And therefore, that Chiddush of the Ramban. The Ramban uses the magnificent term, Yom Chasuna Satorah. A time of the chasana with the Torah Hashem. And of course, there's a Sudas Mitzvah that accompanies a chasana, and therefore the Ramban writes that this is a source of a Sudas Hoda for Kabbalah Satorah. When you look in the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban also emphasizes the Chiyuv of Hoda when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, and that is how the Ramban understands the Chiyuv of Birchas Satorah. When you look in the Sugyan Brachos and the Chav Aleph, the Gemara tells us that we're obligated to recite Birchas HaTorah, and Poshuv Shat in Gemara, it sounds as though that's a Din D'oraisa. Minayin the Birchas HaTorah lifaneha min HaTorah, min HaTorah. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk of Kishem HaShem Ekra, Havugod Lelokeinu. How exactly is that a reference to Birchas HaTorah? Fascinating. Rashi writes something that maybe sounds unusual. Rashi interprets the pasuk as follows, Kishem HaShem Ekra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, when you recite Birchas HaTorah, Havugod Lelokeinu, Aten Tanu Amen. Klal Yisrael should answer Amen to that bracha. Where is the reference to Birchas HaTorah in the pasuk of Kishem HaShem Ekra? The Reish of the Kra. Kishem HaShem Ekra is Birchas HaTorah. Havugod Lelokeinu is the response of Klal Yisrael of Anias Amen. If you look in Marsham Asudya, this is also the Pirush of the Charedim in Yerushalmi. Kishem HaShem Ekra is a reference to Torah. Torah is considered to be Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ramban writes in his Hakdama to his Pirush al HaTorah. The Ramban writes so magnificently, V'yesh lanu Kabbalah Shalemesh Shekol HaTorah Kula Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our tradition, that Torah is considered to be Shem HaShem. Shem HaShem. And the Ramban writes, if you were to know the secret, you could use every letter of the Torah to spell out the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any additional, without any missing letters. And the Ramban adds, unless you think this is just esoteric, this is mamish true lahalach, and that's why if you have a Sefer Torah that has any additional letter or missing letter, the Sefer Torah is possible, because you've broken the correspondence between the Sefer Torah and Shmos Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. I would suggest that Ramban is against the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, the very last mitzvah Tayag, there the Ramban writes that every letter is critical, even chaseros v'yaseros. Minchas Chinuch suggests the following chiddush, that chaseros v'yaseros don't always possible Sefer Torah. It really depends. Sometimes you can have chaseros v'yaseros which change the meaning of words. That's those sugi and Sanhedrin of Yeshem and Mikra, Yeshem and Masoras. Sometimes you have chaseros v'yaseros that it doesn't alter the meaning of the word in any shape or form. Whether Aaron is spelled male or Aaron is spelled chaser, it's all referring to Aaron HaKohen. Minchas Chinuch suggests that such a deviation in the name Aaron would not possible a Sefer Torah. But if you have a difference where something is Blashon Yochid and now it's Blashon Rabbim or the reverse, that indeed possibles the Sefer Torah itself. That's like a fascinating Kiddush. Beis Yosef does write when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, that indeed, maybe one could distinguish between a mistake the Baal Kori makes that changes the meaning of the word, as opposed to like an S and an Ace that doesn't change the meaning of the word. And when Minchas Chinuch goes a step further and writes that's true when it comes to the status of the Sefer Torah itself. It's a fascinating Kiddush, but I will tell you against the Ramban, because the Ramban writes, every letter is of infinite value, not only because of the meaning that the Pasuk conveys, but because of the correlation, the relationship, the symmetry between Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, and then every vav is considered to be of infinite value, whether it does or does not alter the meaning in any shape or form. So the Ramban writes, Torah Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, that's the Marsha, that's the Haredim. Kishem Hashem Ekra. When a person evokes the Shem Hashem is Isak B'Torah, what is stunning Kiddush, that is Birchas HaTorah. According to this, the Chared and the Marsha, the Raya for Birchas HaTorah is the safe of the Kra, Habogodolokeinu. The way Rashi understands is based on the Reisha of the Kra, Kishem Hashem Ekra. But that is an incredible Yisrael. The Torah is considered to be Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you look at the Sugi and Yuma, Daf Lamed Hei, Daf Lamed Zayin, there the Gemara says, you know, you hear the Kohen Gadol Shei, the Shem HaMforash. You sit back and you're silent. You have to respond. Baruch Shem Kol Mavusa. How do you know that you have to respond to the Shem HaMforash? Guess what? Kishem HaShem Ekra. Havogodah Lelokeinu. The same drash and the same pasuk that's used for Shem HaMforash is used for Isak Batorah. Isak Batorah. Isak Batorah is an evocation of Shmos HaShel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Sugi Baruch HaSin Davav. That a single person, Minayin Le'echad Sheo Shevelome, Shashinima. You're learning, you know what? You're accompanied by the Shechina. Kol HaMakom Asher Az Kireshmi. Avoidach Ober Apticha. Esek Batar is considered to be an act of Haskara Shem Shamayim. And therefore, Birchas HaTorah, Kishem HaShem Ekra, Havol Gedol Elokeinu. So fasting, the Gemara quotes, Agzeres HaKasu for Birchas HaTorah. And when you look at that Gemara, the Gemara seems to compare Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMazon. What exactly does that comparison mean? Oh, the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, in those Sofos, the Mitzvahs to say, Tezvah is bothered because the Rambam does not mention Birchas HaTorah as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. And how indeed can that be? Why would the Rambam omit Birchas HaTorah? Maybe one possibility, or Shagasari Yisim Chavdalit, is that according to the Rambam, Birchas HaTorah is only a Din Rabbanan, but maybe not necessarily. You know, the Mappet writes in Kriya Sefer in two places, in the Psicha Perek Vav, in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yudbeis, that when you learn Sefer HaMitzvos, you're going to come across case after case after case of the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether this should or should not be counted in Tariq Mitzvos. So the Mappet tells you, realize, in the vast majority of cases, the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, is not whether something is Daraisa or whether something is Darabana. That could be. But in the vast majority of cases, that's not true. They will both agree it's Daraisa. But you know what? This is a very technical machlokas as to whether it should be counted separately or whether it's included. Details. But not the issue whether something is Daraisa or Darabana. And the Mavit cites in his example, Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah. The Rambam doesn't count it. It's true. Really, Birchas HaTorah is only a din. Only a din to Rabbanan. You know, take a look, for example, in Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, typically, Kedarka V'Kodesh, there are a few exceptions, but the Sefer HaChinuch will follow the Rambam. Will follow the Rambam. And the Sefer HaChinuch does not have a mitzvah, Birchas HaTorah. Okay? But the Sefer HaChinuch does have a mitzvah, Birchas HaMazon. That's mitzvah Taflamet. And in mitzvah Taflamet, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, you should realize that there's something somewhat unique about Birchas HaMazon. Because Birchas HaMazon is a bracha d'araisa. And the only other time you have a bracha d'araisa is Birchas HaTorah, before in Sefer HaChinuch. The Birchas HaTorah is a din d'araisa. But the Sefer HaChinuch is not counting. It's not counting it. It's not a stira to assume. It's a din d'araisa, but it is not to be counted. Not to be counted. So why is it that the Rambam does not count? Shagasari writes only a din d'rabbanan. The Mabit writes, no. Even the Rambam would agree that indeed it's a din d'araisa. The Mabit writes, but this is already found in that Ramban in the Hosafos, Mitzvah Tesvav, where the Ramban writes that maybe one could suggest that even the Rambam agrees it's a din d'araisa, but Talmud Torah u'birchoseha is the nature of the mitzvah. Birchas HaTorah is not a separate mitzvah, but it is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the kiyum of Talmud Torah u'birchoseha. And therefore, that is considered to be the mitzvah Yud Aleph. So maybe indeed it's a din d'araisa, but not counted separately. That the Rambam discusses at length in the Shorash Zion, later in Shorash Yud Aleph. When do you count chelkei mitzvah separately, and when do you count them as independent mitzvahs? Some of everyone agree. There's Eisek HaTorah, there's Birchas HaTorah. The question is, do you count them separately? Do you count them as a single mitzvah? So Ramban writes, maybe that could be the Rambam Shita, that indeed Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'araisa, but not counted separately, but Talmud Torah u'birchoseha. The Ramban writes, if that's really true, I have two kashas. The first kasha of the Ramban, I would say stunning kasha. What do you say about Bikurim? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Kuf Lamed Beis, has two mitzvahs. One is Havas Bikurim, one is Mikra Bikurim. Havas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim. The Rambam counts that as two separate mitzvahs. You don't argue that the Havas Bikurim, Mikra are a single mitzvah, that the Kriya, together with the Hava, is a single expanded Kiyum. So the Ramban writes that, why should one argue that Talmud Torah Berchoseha is one mitzvah, and Havas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim is considered to be two? Why indeed would you separate? Why would you separate? Well, that's a kasha. That requires thought. Then the Ramban writes another kasha where you look at that kasha and you're so shocked. No, that's really a kasha. The Ramban writes that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says the mitzvah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Kufnun Zayin. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah's mitzvah Nun Vav has the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So if you're arguing that Talmud Torah and Birchas are the single kiyum, why in the world would you count Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach as two separate mitzvahs? Now that kasha, the first kasha, I have to work on that. No, the second kasha, I also have to work on it just to understand the kasha. No, that's really a kasha? That Korban Pesach and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should be one mitzvah? And that really is dependent. And it's a stira to say that Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah is a single mitzvah? And Korban Pesach and Sipur Yetzias are two separate mitzvahs. That I would say, Sarachiyun, just what is the kasha? What exactly is the kasha at all? I will tell you that Akasha Bikurim, Lachor also, there's a very, very fundamental difference. We'll have to discuss what is the nature of Birchas HaTorah. But let's say the following. Let's just start simple. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Habavili Lokim. No. The Chari, the Marsha. Now, your mask, your Shem Shemayim, Osek Batorah, Esek Batorah requires a bracha. Esek Batorah requires an askar. To use the language that Rishkrov calls B'Shem Reb Chaim, that's an Achos Brachos part. Yud Aleph, Echef Tzushel Torah demands a bracha. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Just like You hear the Shema Mefarash. You can't just stand back idly. You have to respond. What a person is Osek B'Torah, the Torah demands that Havagoda, Havagoda Lokeinu. If I ask you, what is the relationship between the Osek B'Torah and the Berachas HaTorah? Okay, we'll have to discuss the Hagdara. Is it a Berachas HaMitzvah? Is it a Berachas Hanene? Is it a Berachas Hodah? Is it a different type of bracha? But one thing is clear. Now, the relationship between the Berachas and the Talmud Torah is a very tight relationship. Now, let's assume the phrase of Reb Chaim. The bracha is chal on the chefta shel Torah. The bracha is chal on the chefta shel Torah. Ki shem Hashem ekra. Havagod alokein. Okay. Would you say really that's true when it comes to Bikurim? Would you really say that's the case? A person offers Bikurim. And the Torah tells us, you know what? When a person offers Bikurim, it's appropriate to engage in Arami Aviravi. It's an appropriate time to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, you know what? Not just the Bikurim, but holistically, beginning to end, the history of Klal Yisrael, the destiny of Klal Yisrael. You know what I would tell you is clear about Mikra Bikurim? Mikra Bikurim is Chalan Cheftashal Bikurim. Cheftashal Bikurim, like really? You know what? I'll tell you. A farmer toils, and you know, he has Bikurim. You know what? It's an appropriate time to take a step back and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu holistically for everything that you experience. Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim, I would say the following. What relates them is the timing. It's appropriate to give Shema Kulot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bishas Havas Bikurim. But not that the Mikra Bikurim is Chalal Cheftes Shel Bikurim in that classic sense. You know, a person experiences, an incredible simcha, you know, one of those life cycle events. You know, it's appropriate to get up and to say thank you. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. You know, after the speech is over, I'll ask you, why are you mentioning all those other things? What does that have to do with Chasana Bar Mitzvah? You know what the answer is? Is when you experience a milestone, you have to take a step back, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Only for this little sliver. You're obligated to thank, you know, as we do in the Bracha of Modim, right? For everything that occurs. That's not true when it comes to Talmud Torah Berchosea. There I would tell you the relationship is a much tighter one, that the Bracha is Chal Amva Shema Shemekra. So I would tell you, yeah, that could very well be the Rambam Shita. That even though Talmud Torah Berchosea says a single Kiyum, I wouldn't say that's true when it comes to Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. That's a separate Kiyum of Shavak Oda. Chazal chose the Parsha Bikurim to be Doresh for the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. After all, there's infinite value to this parsha of Mikra Bikurim as Shavak Vahodah, aside from Havas Bikurim. And therefore, that of course is an independent Kiyum. Mashen Ken, would I say that the Arami Aviravi is for no reason if it's not B'Shas Hava? But maybe in Achinami, if a person were to say the Birchas HaTorah without the Isek HaTorah, maybe there is a disconnect in that fashion. And that could justify the Rambam Shita. And how do you understand that Kasha the Ramban when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Karban Pesach? So this, I think, there's a missing piece. The missing piece is as follows. Let's talk about Birchas HaTorah. What is Birchas HaTorah? Oh, that Ramban. It's a Bracha Daraisa. Good. Oh, the Ramban. A Bracha Daraisa, by essence, by definition, it is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, a Birchas HaNenen. Brachos derais are Birchos Hoda. Brachos derais are Birchos Hoda. That's the link between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaTorah. So, Birchas HaTorah is a Birchos Hoda. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mufurish Ramban, Maman Harsi. Kabbalah Satorah. That is how the Ramban is Magdir, Birchas HaTorah. It's a Birchas Hoda for Maman Arsina, for Kabbalah Satorah. Ooh, just like that Ramban. An opportunity of Hoda L'achar Kabbalah Satorah. Is it necessary to learn when a person recites Birchas Satorah? You know what the Shita Ramban is? Not necessarily. You know, I would say it's appropriate in the following sense. You know, a person can get up and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having received the Torah, but you know what? Learn, no? Let that be the vehicle of the real Shevach V'Hodah. You know, it's to recite the Hodah for Kabbalah Satara and not learn, you know, I would say, that's a little bit of a disconnect. But it's not that the bracha of Bircha Satara is chal on the Isek B'Torah, that one would argue it's a bracha of Atala, a person recites Bircha Satara without Isek B'Torah. It's a Bircha Hodah for Kabbalah Satara. So Enoch Hinami, Tosus already points out, Bracha Staf Yud Aleph, that, you know, we engage in Esek B'Torah immediately after we recite Birchas HaTorah. You know, according to Rabban, that's not essential. It's appropriate, but it's not at all essential. Because Birchas HaTorah is not. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah. It's a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah. And therefore, why would one think about counting Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah as a single mitzvah? You know, if the brach is chal on the Esek B'Torah, maybe one could argue that the Birchas HaTorah is part of the Pratei HaMitzvah, Shorash Shvi Aleph. If you're telling me that this is a standalone Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah, and you're going to argue that it's not a separate mitzvah, it's part of Talmud Torah. You know, you put those two things together. It's a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah, and it's counting the Sefer Mitzvah as one mitzvah with Talmud Torah. That would like be putting together Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach. Because Sefer Yetzias and Korban are also not unrelated. You know, Gemara Yitzchak and Kuf Tezayin. The Gemara writes that you need the mitzvah Salayla for the mitzvah of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara's come out with Furish, stunning, no? That if you wouldn't have any mitzvah Salayla, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim would not be a mitzvah Daraisa. It's not that there's a separate, absolutely independent mitzvah Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim that's absolutely conditioned and dependent on the mitzvah Salayla. The Gemara says such a stunning Kiddush. We don't have Korban Pesach b'zman hazeh. Matzah b'zman hazeh is Daraisa. Maror b'zman hazeh is only Darabanan. Okay, but if you were to hold, the Gemara is Mefurish, that Matzah b'zman hazeh would only be a Din Darabanan, that's Mefurish in Gemara, some Kupta Zanabez. Why would you say that? Because just like Mora, everyone could argue that Matzah Daraisa is only Hechsher de Bischa. It's part of Korban Pesach. And maybe there's no independent kium of Berem Tov L'Matzos without a Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, you know what? If you would say that, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim would only be a Din D'Rabbanan. Wow. Because Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is literally Bavur Zeh, B'Sha Sheish Matzah Mor Menachin Nefanecha, not just as a Kfiyas Hazman, but you have to have the mitzvah daraisa, and without it, you're not going to have a mitzvah daraisa Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there is certainly linkage. They're obviously different kiyumim, but the Ramban writes, in my mind, in the structure, what is true of the mitzvah salayla and Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is true of Esek HaTorah and Birchas HaTorah, because Birchas HaTorah also is not considered to be a Birchas HaMitzvah and Talmud Torah, but rather a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban Shita. Oh, so the Ramban writes that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaTorah, which is Daraisa, similar to the case of Birchas HaMazon, and a Birchas HaTorah for Kabbalah HaTorah. Voshib Shat and Tosus, Birchas Daf Yalek, Mes Mefurish Shita Begon, and Shachnar Kisimin Mem Zayin. No. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. A Birchas HaMitzvah, and the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. On the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And if you were to recite Birchas HaTorah without Limud HaTorah, it's not just a question of appropriate. The brach would be hanging. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah. And therefore, the Gaon and Siman Zayin writes three Piskei Din, all based on this assumption. Number one, the Gaon writes it's essential to learn after you recite Birchas HaTorah. It's not just fitting. It's not just appropriate. It's essential. Imagine making a brach of Allah Tidas Lulu and not being no to Lulu. A brach of Allah Chiyas Matzah and not engaging in Achilas Matzah. Same thing is true when it comes to the Talmud Torah itself. Wow. And then, the Gaon is very bothered by the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, HaMahaber B'Divrei Torah Eino Tzarech Levarech. That Hirhur does not require a bracha. And the Gaon is Masig. Why is that true? Hirhur? It isn't. Here are, of course, Talmud Torah, Hegel Levi. So if you have a Birchas HaMitzvah that is required before Esek HaTorah is only the Divra and not Ayyidah Hira, So the Gaon Rai said, what do you mean? Mehar b'divrei Torah? Of course, Sarach Lavarech. Of course, Sarach Lavarech. Mishra Brura quotes, Bir Halacha, the Shita of Binyan Olam, that maybe the Gaon is assuming Hirur is Kedibur Dami? Poshav Shat, that's not the Kiddush of the Gaon. It's not that Hirur is Kedibur Dami. It's that Birchas HaTorah is the Birchas HaMitzvah An. Isak b'Torah, Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah is Al Yedei Hirur. Regardless of whether technically Hirur is or is not Kedibur Dami, B'chola Torah Kula, but no, this is true when it comes to Isak b'Torah itself, of course. That's considered to be a mitzvah. You know, there is a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perek Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch HaRav stresses when a person learns, he has to be motzeh b'sfasayim. He should articulate, not just simply like think, but more than that. Not really the deliberation, the mental process, but to actually express. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, where expression is possible, expression is necessary. It's not just simply that if you express, it's going to stick, If you think about something, okay. If you articulate, it's going to be more precise. And you're going to be more likely to remember. And if you write something down, maybe even more so. It's not merely like an Eitzah Tova. No, but the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's necessary when it comes to learning. And the Shulchan Aruch writes a Chiddush, Ayin Brachos Tesvav. Ayin Brachos Tesvav, what exactly is that reference? You look at Brachos Tesvav, it's like, yeah. The Gemara questions the following. When I say Kriya Shema, is it necessary to go in and to articulate the words? How important is it that Sarach Lashmi Lozna, that you have to say the words, and you have to hear yourself do so? Ooh, Rabbi Yossi Shita, that's Liku. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda that that's a din l'chadchila. Well, the chadchila, a person has to be most of his fasayim to the extent that mashmi loznacha. Wow, a din l'chadchila. Fascinating, a din l'chadchila. Shema Yisrael, mashmi loznacha, l'chadchila. That's one of the many places the Ritva writes that that's a giveaway, that that's only a din d'rabbanan. Because if this really would be a din d'araisa, how can we say it's l'chadchila? If it's a din d'araisa, it's b'diavad. No. If the Torah says, this is how you have to say Kriya Shema, I can say, ideally, yes, but b'diavad, no. If the Torah says, this is how you have to say Kriya Shema, that really is a din d'araisa. So the Ritva writes, it's Chiddush, no, and the Gilad d'Achav, Sukkah d'Af Yud Aleph. There's a Ritva in Hilchos Brachos Perek Vav, that if you have these types of dinim, or the Chatchila, yes, but b'diavad, you're still Yotze, that's clear. It's only a din d'rabbanan. Kol b'darais lo shonim la'ben l'chadchila ben b'diyev. The Ritva writes us in the context of Hidra Mitzvah, Lulub Tzarech Eged, Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph. The Ritva writes us in Megillat Avchav when it comes to this case of Tzarech Lashmi Loznecha. And the Ritva writes us in Hilchos Brachos Perek Vav regarding Bris in Torah and Birchas Hamazon. Where the Ritva writes you're going to be Yotze, even if you don't mention Bris in Torah and benching, and that's because that's only a din d'rabbanan. In Rais, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mavot Lazam, the expansion to include other things as well. That's only a din d'rabbanan, Pashim Shad against Tosus. Brachos Tavchav, where Tosus seems to insist that Birchas HaTorah really, that Bris and Torah is a din d'araisa. Wow. So the Gemara says, how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda, it's only a din l'chadchila? The Pasuk says, Haskeisu Shema Yisrael. How can you say Tzarech Lashmi Loznecha is not Ni'ikuva? The Pasuk says, Haskeisu Shema Yisrael. That's Brachos Tavzah. You know what the answer is? Ahu b'divrei Torah k'si. Ahu b'divrei Torah k'si. So that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes. So when it comes to divrei Torah, you have to be Mashmi Loznecha. The Gemara says, what about Kriya Shema? No. Maybe that pasuk's not referring to Kriya Shema. It's referring to Isak LaTorah. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch, Isak LaTorah requires that articulation. That's a Chiddush, no? Pashim Shan Gemara. Okay. Shuvah Shagasari. One could argue, once the Gemara gives the Torah to Huvah Devei Torah Ksiv, guess what? No. Everything changes. When the Gemara was talking about Kriya Shema, so Shema means you have to hear, meaning you have to articulate. Mashmi Loznecha. Once the Gemara says the Maskana, Hobi Divrei Torah, guess what? It's a different understanding of the word Shema. Shema does not mean to hear, but it means to comprehend. No? Hearing in the sense of a Kabbalah. Hearing in the sense of comprehension. It's always fascinating. Go through Chumash. How Targum translates the word Shmiah, no? Sometimes hearing, sometimes listening, sometimes the focus is on the internalization, sometimes it really means the physical expression. But interesting, now that's Chiddush, the Gaon writes, isn't it obvious that Esek Torah, you will fulfill the mitzvah, even I'll be a hearer? And how can the Mechaber write, how can that possibly be? So the Gaon writes, you have to learn afterwards because it's Berchas HaMitzvah, and the Gaon writes that hearer demands Berchas HaTorah as well. Oh, and the Gaon writes the following. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Zayin, Nashim of Archos Berchas HaTorah. Nashim of Archos Berchas HaTorah. What exactly does that mean? Women recite Berchas HaTorah. May, must, they're obligated, they have a right to. Oh, so the Gaon is Mufurish, that Berchas HaTorah is a Berchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah, and women are exempt from the technical mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Sure, Magen Avraham writes, you know, women have to know because after all, they have to practice. And practicing Dinei Kashrus and practicing Shabbos means you have to know, that's clear. But exempt from the root mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So therefore, the Gaon writes, if Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas mitzvah in Talmud Torah, so therefore, Nashim Avarchas Birchas HaTorah is Inimutsuviyoseh. The pasuk does not mean that women must, it means women may. Oh, that's important. Well, the Briskra points out B'Shem Reb Chaim, Brachos Yid Aleph, that's not so simple. Because the Mechaber Shita is that Ena Mitzvah does not recite a bracha. When a woman performs the mitzvah Shazman Grama, the Rambam writes Chidushim, now? The Rambam writes, Bragimel Chasitzis, Bragimel Chosmila, Chidushim, now? Kiddush number one is that without a chiyu, there's no Berchas HaMitzvah. Okay? So therefore, women in Zman Grama, no bracha. Kiddush number two, the Rambam writes, even Tumtum and Androgynous, Safek Isha, there's no bracha. Wow. Here I could have argued, what do you mean? Safek Isha is a Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra. And if it's Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra, they're obligated to do the mitzvah. If they're obligated to do the mitzvah, maybe they're obligated to recite the bracha. So the Rambam writes, it's Kiddushin. Women don't. And even Safek, because the Rambam writes that Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra on the mitzvah, but not when it comes to the bracha. That was the Rambam. Now, five different places where the Rambam discusses a bracha on Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra. So there, the Rambam writes in two of those places. Now, Gimel and Sitzes, Gimel and Melo. The Rambam writes that if you have a suffix like Tumtum and Androgynous, you know what? They must do these mitzvahs, but don't recite a bracha. Well, so the Rambam Shita Zenimus of Yosef does not recite a bracha, does not recite, and that's what the Machaber Paskins, no? The Sitzes, the Choshofer. And the Machaber writes in Sir Mem Zayin, Nashim of Orchus Berchus HaTorah. Oh, so that's what Chaim points out. Hard to say in the Machaber that it's a Berchas HaMitzvah, and women are doing so as Vatoras. Eino Mitzuviyoseh. Well, the Choret means Nashim Avrachos Berchas HaTorah, that they must. They absolutely must. Why must they do so? So that's the Chiddush, the B'Skrav calls B'Shem Reb Chaim, because according to Mechaber, it's not the Berchas HaMitzvah. It's not a Berchas HaMitzvah. Oh, maybe like the Ramban, it's a Berchas Hodah. Hodah for Talmud Torah, but only men, not women. Ha'odah for Kabbalah Sator, only men and not women. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I understand. But if this is a bracha of Ha'odah for Kabbalah Sator, you would argue men and not women, and not women. Nashim Avarchos Bircha Sator. If your halacha has two dayas, can a woman be motzi a man in Bircha Sator? If Nashim Avarchos Bircha Sator means they must, okay. The starting point, maybe in principle, yes. If you argue it's Inu Matsuyosa, then in principle, absolutely not. The fact that the Mechaber writes Nashim Avarchos Berchas HaTorah means a different type of bracha entirely, not the Berchas HaMitzvah. And therefore you understand very well. The Mechaber, Mikar Hadin, maybe it's not necessary to learn after you recite Berchas HaTorah. It's just like Nashim Avarchos Berchas HaTorah, and it's not a Berchas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah is appropriate, but not essential. Ha Maharar B'Divrei Torah Eino Tzarech Levarech. Not because the Mechaber assumes that there isn't a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Are you the hearer? But that's not the nature of it. That's not the nature of Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is a very different type of bracha. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Maybe Kishem Hashem Ekra requires Kriya. Requires Kriya. When a person goes in and articulates Shem Hashem, that requires a bracha. And maybe not Al Yedei Hirur. Not because of the mitzvah Sheva, but after all, Chavetz Shel Torah. Chavetz Shel Torah is the Kriya. Chavetz Shel Torah is the Kriya. Chiddush of Reb Chaim. Is there any other raya to support Reb Chaim's approach that, you know what, this is the bracha on Chavetz, on Chavetz Shel Torah, on Chavetz Shel Torah. So, when you look at the sugya of Birchas HaTorah earlier, Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara has like an incredible machlokas amaroi. There the Gemara discusses what type of limud demands Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara begins with the Shita of Rav Limud, Mikra, Torah Shebitzah, Torah Shebitzah. Okay? The Gemara discusses Medrash, Mishnah. Oh, finally, where's Rav's Shita? After the Talmud Tzarech Lavarech. After the Talmud Tzarech Lavarech. So imagine, Machlokas Rav Huna and Rava, whether Birchas HaTorah is only on Torah Shebitzah, or whether Birchas HaTorah is on Torah Shebitzah. What exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? Rav Huna's Shita. Only in the Mikra Tzarech Lavarech. But a Birchas HaMitzvah? It's a Birchas HaMitzvah in Talmud Torah, and only L'mikra Tzarech L'arech, and not on Torah Shabbat Peh. Not on Torah Shabbat Peh. Paul Shavshad, in the bracha where he points out, this L'chor is a clear riot of Chaim. No? The bracha is Kishem Hashem Ekra. And you know what? I'm going to ask you, what is included in Kishem Hashem Ekra? Oh, where he pointed out that Rabban is Psicha, not Pirshal Torah. Shmos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can that really be said about Torah Shabbat Peh? That's called Kishem Hashem Ekra. Kishem Hashem Ekra. Maybe I'll tell you, the Muskel Rishon, the default, the starting of the Sugya, Rav Huna, yeah, that's very misunderstood. Kishem Hashem Ekra means Torah Shabbat Peh. And I'll even raise this as a kasha then. Why then do we not assume like Rav Huna? Rav Huna is so misunderstood. Why do we assume that after the Talmud? After the Talmud Sartori, not the opposite. How do you understand the Shita of Rav Huna? But if it really is a bracha of Kishem Hashem Ekra, and that requires that you evoke the Shem Hashem, and that's true when it comes to Torah Shavitzah. You know, that's Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Perek Beis, Bachos Tavot Torah, raised a fascinating issue. A person learns and he doesn't understand. To what extent is there a kiyum of Talmud Torah, B'li Havam? Shulchan Aruch writes that he thinks there's a difference in Torah Shebitzav as opposed to Torah Shebitzav. Torah Shebitzav. Okay, I don't actually understand. Oh, but you know what? Undeniably, what you have said, you're invoking Shem Hashem. That is a kiyum. Torah Shebitzav without Havana. Torah Shebitzav without Havana. That the Shulchan Aruch writes that Torah Shebitzav requires Havana. Torah Shebitzav, one could be also even without. You know, it's like, that's the Zamasha, but not, you know, the Sheet of the Raivin. No. When we speak about language, no, Shar Lashonos are a convention. That's a man-made convention. Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is a convention. That's a Shein Etzem. That thing growing outside, that is an Eitz. No, that is an Eitz. And you know what? And we in English, we'll call it a tree, right? It's not a tree. Right? A tree is how we refer to it. What is its essence? Its essence. Its essence is, if the Torah says this is its name, that's its essence. No, the Raivit. No. The difference is Lashon HaKodesh as opposed to Shar Lashonos. Yeah. You were given a name at your bris. No, that's your Shem Essen. No, but your friends call you on a good day. That's a nice nickname. No, but the Shem Essen. The Shem Essen is, you know, your name, B'Lashon HaKodesh. So the Raivin writes, you can be Yotzi, B'Lashon HaKodesh, without Havana. Without Havana. That's an accurate depiction. Shar Lashonos B'li Havana. What is Shar Lashonos B'li Havana? Shar Lashonos is only as valuable as an association. No, this is not a tree. But if I invoke the word tree, I associate it with an ace. You know, yeah, but if I don't understand what the word tree means, why would that be true? So the writer writes, when it comes to many, many different dinim, just realize there's a fundamental difference between Lashon HaKodesh as opposed to Shalosh Onos. Havana, Havana. Torah Shebal Peh without Havana. What is that the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes? Torah Shebichsav without, that's it. That's Gehem Chayenu. That is the Shein Etzem Av. That's Shmosur Shalosh HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, in that deal that the Shulchan Aruch Rav discusses, to what extent is there a Kima Tama Torah without Havana? A fascinating difference between. It doesn't surprise me that Rav Huna would say that you're reciting a bracha of Kishem Hashem Ekra. Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav. In fact, take a look at Rabbi Yonah on the Fei and Dapi Arif. Rabbi Yonah writes, and what is the Shita of Rava? What is the Shita of Rava? That after the Talmud Tzarech Lavan. You know, Rashi writes, you know what the Shita of Rava is? Because that's Ikar HaTorah, is Torah Shebal Peh. Imagine Hilchos Shabbos, the Torah Shebal Peh. So of course, Rava says, you make a bracha on Torah Shebal Peh. If you look in Rabbi Yonah, Heimar Beis and Dapi Arif, Rabbi Yonah explains the Shita of Rava differently. Because you make a bracha on Torah Shebal Peh, of course, because Torah Shebal Peh is not in a vacuum. It's not something which is distinct. It's not something which is separate from, but it's a biur hamikros. It's a pirush of the psukim. When I'm learning Hilchos Borer, you know what? That's pshat in the pasuk of Lo Sasa Chomalacha. Rabbi Yonah is mafurish. In principle, Rav Huna is correct. And the reason in practice we paskal like Rava is because, well, what do you think Torah Shebal Peh is? Kruchim Yodah Min HaShemayim. Ultimately, it filters back to the Pasuk and the Birkas HaTorah is on the Pasuk. Wow. That's very different than Rashi. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Yonah writes. In other words, if the starting point is Kishem HaShem Ekra, so, yeah, I'm very mistaken. Torah Shebichsav, and anything else that I'm going to recite the bracha on has to be viewed as the expansion, not independence, but expansion of the Torah Shebichsav. As opposed to if I were to argue that it's a bracha on Esek B'Torah, you know what? Maybe the starting point should be Rav Shita. And Enoch Inami, that how do you understand the Shita of Rav? But that's a very, very fundamental machlokes. Chaim's Chiddush, a bracha on Chefza Shel Torah, the Ramban, it's a bracha Sadaf for Kabbalah Satorah, the Gaon, based on Tosis, bracha Sid Aleph, a bracha Samitz on Talmud Torah, there's Zivna Lavush. Then there's Simin Mem Vav, right before the Simna bracha Satorah, where the Vush writes, bracha Slamet Hei. Kol Hanene Blo Bracha Kilomo. Wow, like a bracha Sanene. Before a person partakes, you need an atilas rishus. And you think that's only true when it comes to food? When it comes to food, a person has to be no to rishus. And the greatest pleasure in life of Esek HaTorah, no need to be no to rishus. There, Lush writes that recognize that koneno bracha kilama, characteristics of the hanasheva, that element of the mesikas HaTorah. Wow. You know, the Gemara discusses that very sugya, brachas daf yud aleph, that what is the most appropriate nusach for Birchas HaTorah? The Gemara has three possibilities. The Gemara says, in Amrin L'kulu, you know what the maskan is? Cover everything. Now, you know, we begin with Asher Kedushan HaMitzvah Tzivanu, the Tzivun, Vehorev, stresses the element of the Hanash Shema, the Mesikah Shema. Now, and Asher B'Charbanu, the Ramban, no, that's a Hodah for Mamet Har Sinai, for Kabbalah Satorah, all the dimensions are absolutely critical. There's a fascinating Tosis, Brachos Daf Mem Vav, or Tosis is bothered that why is it that Vaharev now doesn't begin with Baruch? If it's really a separate bracha, a bracha requires a psicha. And maybe you'll argue that, well, it's smucha l'chavrata. Whenever you have a series of brachos, so therefore, you don't have to begin every single bracha at Baruch. Rabbi Natan writes, that's not really true. Rabbi Natan has a stunning shita, and that's as follows, that, you know what smucha l'chavrata means? What's a classic example of smucha l'chavrata? The second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei does not begin with Baruch. No, Atah Gibor. Why in the world doesn't it begin with Baruch? The answer is it's smucha l'chavrata. What exactly does that mean? We usually think it means, that's Rav Rishonim, that the psicha, the first Baruch Atah Hashem, covers everything. It covers the whole series. You know, Rabbi Natan's sheet does not really. Smuch l'chavarta means the following, that the bracha of Magen Avram, which is the chasima for bracha 1, serves as the psicha for bracha 2. That's an elision, no? That bracha, ooh, that's the glue that connects. It's not smuch l'chavarta because of the very beginning of the first bracha, but the end of the first bracha is the psicha for the hemshech. You know what the great chiddush in Rabbi Natan is? That smuch l'chavarta is only when you have a bracha arukah, not when you have a bracha ksara. If you have a one-line bracha, that's not going to be called smuch l'chavarta. But if you begin with a bracha that has a psicha and a chasima, the chasima will serve as the psicha to what follows, a bracha arukah. Oh, that's Rabbi Natan's kasha. You don't have it in Birkas HaTorah. If you start with a sher k'rishon mitzvah tzivonu, that's a bracha ksara, and you can't argue barav in a smuch l'chavarta, therefore why doesn't it begin with barav? That's Rabbi Natan's kasha. Wow. And his answer, stunning, is that forget about smuch l'chavarta. Asher k'rishon mitzvah tzivonu and vaharivna is a single bracha. Not smuch l'chavarta. It's a single bracha. A single bracha. That the tzivui shiva and the hana shiva is inseparable. It's inseparable. Not because of smuch l'chavarta. Smuch l'chavarta usually means you have two independent themes that somehow you have coverage. These are not two independent brachas of coverage. No? The tzivui shiva, the masikus satorah. That's clear, that's clear. No. Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, and Dharm Daf Nemches. No. It's inconceivable to think about Esek Patorah without the hana shiva. And Rabbi Ram in Ahar, even though we have a cloud, mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, that does not apply to Talmud Torah. That does not apply to Talmud Torah lehenos nitnu. How can one separate the responsibility of from the privilege? No? The achrayas, the privilege and responsibility of Esek HaTorah, the psicha of the Egli Tal. Rabbi Yonah Nesachas Avos, Kishata Yergea Atzmacha B'Torah Tishta Sheyama. You cannot separate ever, no, the Yigiyah of the Torah, the Amelus, with the Shashur Shaltan. I mean, when it comes to other things, okay, those two motifs don't always merge. But when it comes to Esek HaTorah, obviously, that's something that's considered to be absolutely vital. That is Gehem Chayena. Now that is part of the essence of what Birkas HaTorah is supposed to represents, and that no doubt is the mission of a Ben Torah. You have to recognize the Shivui Shema. The Tzivui Shema. You know, we're not learning only because it is the most worthwhile pursuit, but the Tzivui Shema. Avdus, Amelus. You must. But that's inseparable from the Hana Shema. You know, a person will say, I'm learning only because I must. That's the way Torah is. You know, you're not going to be Maslich. If that is going to be the sole motivator for learning. And the fact that learning creates that indelible imprint and that kesher with the Torah, Hashem, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's something which is absolutely critical. And that, no doubt, has to be the roadmap in the weeks ahead. You know, during this month, you know, it's a difficult balance, an exquisite balance, but a difficult balance. Whatever we do, we want you to do well, and we want you to take things very, very seriously. You know, if you ask me, is there any value to the Limudei Chol, I will tell you it's only if you take it seriously. Not if you don't take it seriously at all, mamish bittul zman. You know, why is there any value to Batala? But if it's taken seriously, as the Rama writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that can transform, you know. But it's a difficult balance. And as is often mentioned, you know, to what extent a person could not learn even more during the course of the Zman? And if the answer is, well, you know, I had pressures, I had responsibilities, you know, I was pushed in different directions, and whether that's a legitimate reason or whether that's a superficial excuse, it is going to be evident in Ben Hazmanim, no? Because typically speaking, when you have a summer, you don't have those same constraints, you don't have those same pressures necessarily, and you're going to have an abundance or certainly an increase in free time. How exactly, how is that going to be spent? How is that invested? So you know, if you're using every moment appropriately, yes, that's true. But even if you have the free time, you're not exercising the free time, in such a case, there's nothing at all to do with the college schedule, no? It's because, you know what, I'm not motivated to overreach. The Beis Halevi, Shmos, and Peret Beis. No, but you know what, onus rachmana patri is only when the onus was responsible for the fact that you didn't, no? A person writes a get to his wife, imlo basi, if I don't return, the get is chal, and paskam abara, all of a sudden, onus rachmana patri, no? The bridge is out. All the flights are canceled. Okay. You know what that means? The person is doing everything he can to return, and he can't. That's onus rachmana patri. That's a sum of foolishness. You know what? The flights are canceled. The bridges are out. But guess what? This guy has no desire to return. He's not investing in returning. That's not onus rachmana patri. No? Onus rachmana patri. Levi writes is when you do all the positioning, and somehow, menachas tarites. At times in life, we forget our learning. No? It happens to the best of us. No? But you know what? The Gemara says that's onus rachmana patri. But it's onus rachmana patri only when you do everything that you can to retain. You know, you chazer something a couple of times and you're surprised that, you don't remember it. That should not be shocking. Well, you should realize that unless you position yourself, unless you chazer time and time and time and time again, so I will tell you, you're not going to remember. And that's not an onus. That's when the bridge is out. That's when the flights are canceled. A person was not desirous of that connection. So that's something that a person has to be mindful of. And what better time than Azmane? No? You have to chazer the Masechta. Chazer the Masechta there time and time, time again. And Mr. Hashem, believe it for the next time. You know, it's an incredible opportunity. The cards are already out. Not so. There are two halves to the cards: the front side and the back side. Now, so the front side, the kol beis medrash mitzianim masmida. That I want you to treat as mandatory. Now, the front side is mandatory up to Yisharab, up to Peizan. Now, and the balance of that's not much longer than kedusha, where Baruch Hashem that those who are still here, that was an incredible accomplishment that you felt it was incredibly doable. This is Biodeinu. And to make the siyum on the entire Masechta, it's a shame. And that'll be something that can be done with a sense of majesty and splendor and magnificence. And that has to be the shifos. If you kind of just wake up, when we start this month again, and we're starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, no? So, if you kind of just wake up then and say, what are we learning? How do I get a Gemara? It's going to be harder to make a siyum, no? But you know what? If all of a sudden you realize now, this is months away, and we're going to start doing so, and we'll send you, an email and everything, but all the things that are indeed available, the summer limudim, what's going to be covered, what's being covered in first Seder, second Seder, and night Seder, and masnidim, and siyah, you'll have a whole, these garris of how it is that I can see to it that learn. It will just transform. It will absolutely, absolutely change. And it's an opportunity to incredibly invest. It really, I remember years ago I learned Maseches Nedarim, and Rav Yaffin put out the Ritva, Masada Rav Kook Ritva, Maseches Nedarim. It's a masterpiece. And you read all the Ha'aretz like it's, So when I did that, I felt I had to meet him. So we met. He told me that he's working in Yavamas. He asked me if I would proofread Yavamas. I kind of gracefully declined, but he was working on Yavamas. He told me he's working on it for eight years on Sefer Yavamas. And you ever see those Masada Rav Kook, like those two big pillars? you can use it to create an Ohel. It's huge. It's a masterpiece. It's just, you see what a person can accomplish. Masterpiece. It's not something you have that opportunity. I'm not sure when you can learn Yavamas again. So for those of you who are doing it, you have to commit yourself. Start now. Go through the Mishnayos, the Masechta. Go through, you'll see, you know, those cases that seem daunting the first time you see it. All of a sudden, you know, you start to, you know, everything's different. You know, you go to a family simcha, and you think of all your relatives and your family stories. It's different world, You have that opportunity to be able to do this. So that's when you have to mamash get started. It's true that you work through, you know, one block at a time, and all of a sudden you realize incredible things you can accomplish with amelos, with tefillah, and Bezras Hashem with siyata v'shemayim. Give thought to the weeks ahead, you know, and kamos and echos. What am I going to be doing? How am I going to be learning? That's what really sets us apart, you know. For better or for worse, maybe for worse, you know, we're on somewhat of an academic schedule, so this man, you know, ends so early. It's an opportunity to have shifos for what we can accomplish during the summer. And there's with Hashem that through amelos and tefillah hasmadah, you'll be zochah to tremendous yantish.